Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning once again to Sound Heart Radio. I'm going to be speaking from the Gospel of John chapter 1 because I believe that because of the current situation that is going on in the world, because of lockdowns, because of mask wearing requirements, because of massive so-called migration or immigration factors that are going on because of the condition of the economy, the deliberate engineered creation of hyperinflation. We live in a very, very tenuous world. And so the world is, people are in fear. They're in great fear. Because of what is going on. The devil is moving, and he is moving in a way to create more misery and suffering. This is his way. He is the devil. He is the divider, the one who penetrates through, the one who has people in unrest and in uncertainty, and who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And we're told this in the Gospel of John. So when the Bible speaks of the devil and what he does, that is his activity, the Bible is letting us know the intrinsic character of the devil, names that one finds in the Bible bespeaks intrinsic character. So that is very important for us to understand. So the names again reveal essence, and that is the power of the word name in the Old Testament. Name reveals essence. So it is different. It is not a mere label, a phenomenologic label that one pins to a phenomenon, or an entity. So that is a very powerful revelation for us to grasp and for us to understand. John, the Gospel of John, we believe was written around AD 90 in the city of Ephesus in Asia. And we are given the purpose of this particular gospel at the end of the book or this document, and it's stated, it is given to us in John 20, verses 30 and 31. And this book is designed to present the signs and wonders that Jesus performed so that those who read it will believe that he is the Christ, Son of God. So the literary style is simple and profound. It is simple and profound. Chapter 1 is the prologue of verses 1 through 18. So we have this prologue that's presented to us about who, about the person of Jesus. The the Synoptic Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, present a report or that utilizes documents that present a scene together of the person of Jesus. We believe that Mark was the first gospel. And then, and the writers use existing information to put together Matthew, Mark, and Luke. And so we call these three documents the Synoptic Gospels. The fourth gospel, John's gospel, is distinctive in that it presents Jesus as the eternal one. And so in John chapter 1, verse 1, we have this pivotal verse, quote, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God," unquote, or end quote. Now, understand the necessity of this verse. So, Philos is the Logos, and it was a very different Logos. John speaks of the Logos or the Word, which represents both the reason and speech of God. Once again, the Logos, or the Word, bespeaks the speech, bespeaks the intelligence, or the reason, and the speech of God. And so we have the, we have in the beginning, and the word beginning is a form, or the imperative form, of the Greek eimi, E-I-M-I, which means to be. And we read this in Colossians 1:17 and Revelation 3:14. Very important. So the word is, of course, is Jesus. He is the word. And so we have the masculine article, excuse me, before the noun logos. So once again, we have the Greek masculine article ho before the noun logos. And so, and before that, we have in the beginning was, and this verb was is means to be. Means to be. And the word as used here means was, is. In the beginning was, is the word. So John presents for us the eternal preexistence of Christ, and he would have us to understand Jesus in terms of the present tense or the present. He is with us, was, is. He is before mass energy. He is before the created order. Now, there's a particular cult that wants to present Jesus as with a small G-O-D. Small G-O-D. But the Greek manuscripts do not support this. So their theology suffers because it attempts to truncate the person of Jesus. And once again, their writings have attempted to rewrite text in order to support their theology, and it doesn't work. The theology falls apart. So, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, or before God, and the Word was, is God. So, Jesus is presented as eternal deity. He is presented as eternal deity. and one cannot get around this. The same, verse 2, the same was in the beginning with God, or before God. So we have the infinite triune God. We have the triune God presented for us in this passage. He is the triune God. Genesis 1 begins, once again, with the triune God. Because we have Elohim and in the text, and the I am is a plural suffix in the Hebrew. All things were made, verse 3, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Now, notice the preposition in, which is used in verse 1. Now, the preposition in, and as used here, we're going to in means within the sphere of. Paul will use this prepositional phrase in him, in Christ. And the key to understanding Pauline theology is to understand his utilization of this most important prepositional phrase in him. In, and is also locative of sphere. Not only is it a locative of sphere, it also is a preposition of rest. In him was life. That is, was in life. The word that's used for life here is not bios, B-I-O-S, but zoe, Z-O-E, spiritual life. In him is spiritual life. And so we will say Zoe represents the highest blessedness of the creature, the highest blessedness of the creature. And then after the semicolon and the connective and the life was the light of men. Now, in the Greek, the word is anthropon. So it speaks of men and women, anthropon. So the life of Jesus, that is, he is the Zoe. He is the life. And then we have the word that's used in verse 4 for light. It is the word phos, P-H-O-S. And so, and if you notice in verse 5, and the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. That is, the darkness could not overtake it and did not. And it is scotia. Scotia means the consequences of darkness. So you see the powerful contrast that John is drawing here for us to understand. In him was his life. And the life, the Zoe, is the phos, the light of men, the illumination. Jesus illuminates. Jesus brings to mankind the understanding. He brings to anthropon the understanding of what life is. He is that eternal life that we need. So this is why, and so we see the love of God at work on our behalf in sending the person of Jesus. Jesus is everything we need and require for eternal life. And so God has blessed us abundantly, but you must come to him to receive this wonderful life that God has for you. I invite you to read John's gospel carefully and prayerfully and thoroughly so that you can form a greater appreciation of the person of Jesus. I know as I study, as I continue to study, I do, and you grow into a deeper awareness of who he is. But you have to be spirit-filled. You have to have that determination to study the Word of God, because there are so many things that want to lead you astray from that. Good morning. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich, and God bless you.